Ed Sullivan says,
believe me, this is it. The big show is really
Vinyl Cobwebs.
Premium. We're back live on Vinyl Cobwebs. 202.
We are live.
We are live on Vinyl Cobwebs, and on this episode, I will clearly enunciate. I noticed as I listened to the last episode that I sounded... You sped me up too much, Donald. You said, speed you up, Premium.
Would somebody please send us some money so we can fix our microphones here in this new studio? These new studio digs nestled in the Wasatch Mountains here in Vinyl Cobwebs land.
This is Vinyl Cobwebs number 202 for August the 15th in the year 2004. Larry Hacking, where are your remains? We must find them so we can put you to rest forever so you won't haunt us. Ooh.
Imagine her rotting corpse on a carousel ride. Listen. She's spinning around and around to the wonderful sounds of Johnny Duffy at the mighty Wurlitzer pipe organ. It's carousel music and hi-fi.
This will be Mark Hacking's dream for the rest of his solitary life in prison.
Would you tell the listeners out there who aren't Salt Lake natives about what you're talking about, please?
Oh, Donovan, they all know.
The guy killed his wife, and it's been on all the news, and that's all we ever hear about. All my LPs and 45s and everything else, and I got a good stack of stuff that I'm going to present to the listening audience. Are you excited?
I don't know. That stack looks pretty spooky, Donovan. I don't know.
It's Elvis Death Week.
It's everybody's
and
Death
in,
Week.
And in memorial of Elvis, we'll play an Elvis track, something rare and obscure, and we got John Davidson going places, and we've got all sorts of stuff. Fantastic. Platters that matter.
I've got all kinds of platters that matter, too. They will rival your collection, probably.
No. I'm going to rival yours. Definitely rival yours. I'm going to sabotage this show with weirdness. I'm in one of those weird moods.
I'm in a real saboteur mood, Donovan. I'm going to out-sabotage you.
I don't think you can. Okay, on sale the Vinyl Cobwebs balloon. It's
Whee!
August 15th, 2004. Do it one more time.
Whee!
Okay. There goes the skeleton. Okay, Premium, I'm on a sissy swan. Right next to Happy. That's terrible. We're going to go to hell.
God, we are in bad taste.
Whee! Whee!
Dum-de-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Summer school we went to all summer long, Donovan, in the year 2004. I had to go to summer school again to re-educate myself. Herbie Alpert, yes, that's that Herb Alpert. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da Did it play on your radio station?
No, it didn't, but it's playing on this one here on Vinyl Cobwebs 202.
By the way, it was a disc jockey copy, not for sale! Whee!
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm reaching into my stack of LPs. What do you think of these LPs I grabbed, Pram? These are some ones I've garnered over the years.
Well, they look like fine, fine, super fine LPs to garner over the years. That was very nice.
What was that? I pulled the record out, and there must have been some air stuck in there. Some air from the Sensational 60s. You know, if you look at this record, it's the Futuramic Sounds. Is that how you say it?
Yes, Futuramic Sounds.
Of Don Elliott and his orchestra. 5-time Downbeat Award winner. He's flying on a Vespa with a French horn in hand.
In outer space!
And most of the music on this record just downright stinks. But there's one song on this LP. It's called I'm Glad There Is You. It's kind of a love song. I'm not sure who he's singing it to. But listen to the lyrics in his buttery voice, and you'll know that this is the platter that matters, that needs to be played at your next martini party.
I bet you he doesn't have a fine, buttery voice like I do when I sing Vinyl Cobwebs,
it's buttery. Webs, it's webs, just, it's webs. Buttery. It's on the Spectrum label, you know.
I out-butter him any day, Donovan.
No, you're going to have to, you can out-butter him after you hear the song, and you can kind of sing along afterwards. We'll
roll
see who,
out
the contest.
Those lazy, hazy, crazy days of buttery summers.
Hold on.
Oh, Donovan. Well, I'll put it off.
It's track three. It's I'm Glad There's You on side A. We're
track
playing
three.
An LP, a rare LP from Donovan's collection.
We're putting it into the groove.
Yes,
live.
We're going to put it in live. Can you make it there, Premium?
I can make
without
it.
Without making a mistake. Oh, you made a brick.
There we go.
What?
Oh, that's not the song, Donovan. It's the second
okay,
one.
Okay.
What's it called?
Star Dreams.
Star Dreams, that's it. Okay, here it comes. It's in the grooves. It's waiting to go. Here it goes.
Priam, we're so inept on this episode.
Here we go.
Okay. Here we go. Star Dreams. You're fired!
You come in star dreams to bring me our dreams, and then we share a thrill again. You're mine in star dreams, as every star beams, our love is all you're thinking of. Once again the moon wanders past, you kiss me at last, and all of my cares take flight. Then you hold me close for a while, I see your sweet smile. Two hearts beat as one tonight, but I lose my star dreams. They're gone as dawn beams. I sigh as star dreams say goodbye.
Listen to Bill's story. My experience is typical of the progress and opportunity that exist in Thor. I traveled Central and South America as a Thor export salesman for 20 years. I was successful, but I didn't realize how successful. I was given the opportunity to learn another phase of the business, to represent Thor within the Cincinnati Rubber Organization. The results have been wonderful because of my Thor experience and my personal acquaintanceship with those in the Thor sales branches. I've been able to assist in developing new business for Cincinnati.
Start.
Get Your Lovin'. That's none other than Count Five from their LP Psychotic... Ooh, I popped my pee. The LP Count... Psychotic Reaction. Can't get your love, can't get satisfaction. All I need is a little psychotic reaction. And it goes like... And on the back it has a picture of them dressed up in sort of Halloween-y... what do they look like there, Donovan? They're in front of this gothic old house and...
I'm not quite sure they look like.
There's another picture
they
of them.
They look scary.
In a TV
They're scary guys.
Studio. And, well, anyway, and on the front, look, the color picture of them looks like you are in the grave and they're looking down at you from a blue sky.
Oh, I never noticed that. I didn't know that you were
creepy.
In the grave.
I think they're from San Diego, are they? Somebody correct me if I'm not right. If you lived in San Diego, did you enjoy live the psychotic sounds of this Count Five?
Visit scaryguyvideo.com, premium. Scaryguyvideo.com. It's spelled with a K.
Spelled with a K!
And speaking of spelled with a K, we love B. Arthur here in Vinyl Cobweb Studios. We have had a picture of B. Arthur as Maude on our wall for years and years and years and years and years here in the studio. But we never played anything by the great B. So we're gonna listen to her talking about personal hygiene now. This is straight from Broadway. B. Arthur! Take it away, B.
Donovan, you're trying to sabotage Vinyl Cobwebs.
Don't diss the mod. Oh, what's happening?
Oh, Lord, you know, I once worked with an actress. Oh, Billy, how can I put this delicately? She had a terrible problem with personal hygiene. And one day between matinee and evening performance, we may have still been in preview, I went to my favorite Japanese restaurant with the producer of the show. And that brilliantly witty writer, Larry Gelbart, was seated at the sushi bar. And when he finished eating, he came over to our table, sat down with us, you know, and asked me what I was doing. And I told him that I was doing a play with this actress, and he said, oh, my God, he said, I cannot work with her. He said, she has terrible B.O. And I said, yes, I know, you know. And the producer said, B., do you mind if I tell Larry what you said to me the other day? I said, no, of course not. So he related how, after a particularly harrowing afternoon rehearsal, I said to him, how'd you like to be her gynecologist? And Larry, without skipping a beat, said, I'd send in the canary first. Let it rain and thunder, let a million firms go under. I am not concerned with stocks and bonds that I've been burned with. I love you when you love me, and that's how it'll always be, and nothing else can ever mean a thing. Who cares what the public natters? Love's the only thing that matters. Who cares if the sky cares to fall in the sea? Who cares what banks fail in Yonkers? Long as you've got a kiss that conquers, why should I care? Life is one long jubilee, as long as I care for you and you. Wait, Billy, sweet, excuse me. Billy, darling, I'm not playing Mama Rose here. I mean, come on, you know, just a very simple arpeggio will do. Terribly sorry. And you care for me. For me! For me! For me! For me!
Ah!
The fine stylings of B. Arthur.
I had to. Your mic wasn't working. That definitely. Okay, I'll let you have another chance to do it again. Go.
The fine. Oh, no. the fine and rugged stylings of Bea Arthur.
That's right. Wonderful, wonderful song there. She doesn't care, and it's just me.
With
it's
piano me. Accompaniment rendered by Donovan.
That's right. Oh, Prim, let's play the whole album. Let's play the whole B album. We can just step out for a while.
Let's not. Let's play something that really rocks and rolls.
Okay.
And bops and strolls. Let's wake everybody out of their stupor.
But that's B. Arthur for you.
And now, rock and roll with music.
I don't know if I like this, Prim. You're taking over. You're so dominant.
Music!
I just sit here and take it.
Music!
Send in the canary, please. I think we've got a gas attack in here.
Yo, mama.
I'm a herdsman, a merry herdsman, and I sing all day long. I seeketh my flock, and I'm singing this song.
La 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 la.
Snap your fingers, do you see how I run, 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 run? When you call my name, do you see how I run, 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 run? And I run just like a lion.
I like to run, too. I used to run a lot, but I don't do it anymore. Now I got to pick up a punch. That's on the Admiral Records label. 1963, I think, is the year. It's I Like to Run by Vito Piccone. P-I-C-O-N-E. Some New York-y kind of sound. You know, Italian guy. All right, from the doo-wop school of rock and roll. And before that, we heard the wonderful, wonderful sounds of The Herdsman. No, it's actually called The Herdsman by Burl Ives and the Boy Scouts of America.
That's creepy, Brandon. Creepy.
It's not as creepy as Bea Arthur tinkling at the keys.
No, it is creepy. My mic isn't working, Premia.
This show is a fine and rugged bug.
Oh, okay, I'm back. I like being right up front in the microphone. I think we should switch mics. You're the one supposed to be Puzzy. Would somebody out there please, come on, send us $99.
Did you beef?
Send us yes. Send us $99, okay?
Why $99, Donovan?
Your mic's, so we can fix the microphones.
Why $99, Donovan?
I stepped outside of the studio here, and, you know, I looked at the lawn. I mowed the lawn today.
Did you trip over a sprinkler head?
No, I didn't trip over a sprinkler head, but I mowed the lawn out in front of the studios nestled in the Wasatch Mountains, and it was hot. It was the dog days of summer right at you. And you know what? I was looking at that lawn, and I was thinking about B. Arthur. What would it be like to have B. Arthur mow our lawn?
I have no words to say.
And then I went from that to thinking, were the Beatles very athletic?
No, none of them were.
No, they didn't do any athletic.
My mic doesn't work, Donovan.
Okay, well, share mine. You're having an epileptic attack? Did you hit your head on the microphone? Anyway, that sent me into another thought about how uncomplimentary you were to Beatrice Arthur. I want an apology, or I'll play another track from that LP.
Oh, Donovan, these are the dog days of summer.
Apologize.
Apologize, I will not.
Apologize.
Not.
Speed you up, Premium.
What? Oh, there's really the white picket fence. Oh, yeah. I was fell with the screen. I saw Bobby Rydell. He fell and hit his head on the crown.
Okay, from nonsense to good sense. Here's some Ray Charles for you. You know, he died back when I was on my honeymoon with Screamy Satchel.
He died back when I was honeymoon with Screamy Satchel. No, it was a good wedding, but I said a bad thing when I said that toast. Ah.
No, your toast was swell, Premium. They really like that toast. And speaking of toast, this is Ray Charles with his very first national charting hit. You know what it is, Premium? It's a spooky little bluesy number. I listened to this and I thought, spooky, and I thought, bluesy.
A spooky little bluesy number. Oh, yeah, Ray Charles seems like he's dead now. Look at this.
The amazing story of Ray Charles dates way back. We're going to listen to 1949 sounds. This is Baby, Let Me Hold Your Hand, right here on Vinyl Cobwebs, courtesy of Premium and Donovan Deluxe.
As rendered.
I mean Donovan.
As rendered through an echo chamber.
It's not. Speed you up and beat you up at the same time. Just listen to the Ray Charles. We didn't do a Ray Charles tribute, so we're going to play a Ray Charles number right now. So I just. Go wee over there. I want you to run in a circle in the back room and wee right before this starts.
Wee! Wee!
That's
wee.
Good. He's weeing.
Wee!
No, wee wee oh all the way home.
Wee! Wee all the way home.
Ray Charles.
Wee!
Ray Charles.
Now I got to fit up a punch.
Baby, let me hold your hand until I make you understand. Oh, baby, let me hold your hand. I really believe everything would sure be grand. Baby, I want you by my side. Our love we could never hide. Oh, baby, I want you by my side. Well, you know, pretty baby, our love we would never have. Thank you. while you dive and ring. Cadillac and everything. Then, baby, I'm gonna buy you a house in style. Then I'll live there forever. In the heart with my little wife and child.
On a beach party where the urge meets the surge to romantically merge, and a girl's last line of defense is her suntan lotion. Hear Frankie and Annette sing with the new surfing sensation, Dick Dale. Come on a beach party with Bob Cummings, Dorothy Malone, Frankie Avalon, and Annette Funicello. It's the story of the beach generation who played the surfing game in rough water with smooth girls. See Beach Party just for fun.
Visit scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K. Nothing but strange, bizarre, esoteric, titillating, shocking, disturbing, and terrifically retro cool films of all kind. You won't find these films in your local video store, not on cable television, not even in Japan. This is the obscure, lost in time, completely twisted stuff your mother warned you about. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
Hey, hey! We're gonna keep it swinging until next month. Whoa, we're having a beach party. Everybody's feeling fine. Whoa, we're gonna have a beach party. Can you find a better way to spend the summer time? Clap your hands, keep on dancing to the beach band. Splashing in the water, dancing in the sand. Take your baby and make it to the party. Everybody's doing it all over this land. Whoa, we're having a beach party. Everybody's feeling fine. Whoa, we're gonna have a beach party. Can you find a better way to spend the summertime? Clap your hands, keep on dancing till the beach band's splashing in the water, dancing in the sand. Take your baby and I'll make it to the party. Everybody's doing it all over this land. Whoa, we're having a beach party. Everybody's feeling fine. Whoa, we're gonna have a beach party. Can you find a better way to spend the summertime? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beach ball right here on Vinyl Cubs number 202. Yes, sirree. A lot of summer left to go.
Those are the City Surfers, Premium. What's their connection with the Birds?
I haven't a clue.
We're trying to figure out that they have some connection to the birds. Can somebody tell us?
One of the band members was probably in there going, yeah, and would later become a stoned bird.
And I hear there's a connection between the kids of Whitney High and the birds.
Is it you have mail.
We visited them right before they recorded their special music for special kids release.
When he had his big handlebar mustache.
That's right. 1980s, late 80s sounds. From those Kids of Whitney High, it's a staple here in Vinyl Cobwebs. It's like sugar in the kitchen, Kids of Whitney High in the record vault here at Vinyl Cobwebs. Yeah, and before that we heard Baby Let Me Hold Your Hand, Ray Charles, 1949. A spooky number, Prim.
He was only 19 then, Donovan. Tell me to sell it to you.
Tell me to sell it.
Oh, sell it to me, Donovan. Sell it to me. It had so many haunting tones. I like that gling, gloom, gloom, gloom kind of music in the background.
And you played?
I Like to Run by Vito Facconi.
And what do you have to say about that?
And before that, there was The Herdsman by Burl Ives and his Boy Scouts.
Yeah, we've done that already, Prim.
And Personal Hygiene by B.N.
And speaking of we've done that, it's back and bigger than ever, the Dwayne Kaiser Tiki Time Luau. Don't moan over there. 2004, it's back, and this lineup is just not to be missed. Well, run that promo, Premium.
It's the Everything is Beautiful edition of Vinyl Cobwebs Tiki Time Luau 2004. On center stage, the main event, the big star, the big kahuna of them all, none other than a 1971 edition of John Davidson, singing all the wonderful, wonderful songs like Bridge Over Troubled Water. Oh, boy, how fun and wonderful that song was, wasn't it? Easy come and easy go. A ridiculous cover of the old, what's his name song? Something in the Way She Moves, sings John Davidson on the Everything is Beautiful compilation. Yes, sirree, that Beatles hit. Oh, he sings it in such a stylishly hip manner. Ah, John Davidson, he's the bee's knees of everything that is Vinyl Cobwebs. And he's going places, he sure is. On his Harley Davidson microphone, with wind blowing skillfully through his hair, and his dipples dippling so dipply.
Who else is playing on the dock?
He's singing the minstrel man, Donovan. Oh, it's none other than John Davidson's Siamese twin. Yes, he's on left stage. He's on left stage gyrating to all the wonderful songs. Him and they're doing a duet. By the time I get to Phoenix, what a thrill! Theme from the Valley of the Dolls. And on right stage is the John Davidson clone battling it out with John Davidson himself and the John Davidson, what did I call him? Oh, yes! Whoa! All three together and singing in trio harmony.
All three of them?
All the greatest hits of the Kingston Trio as rendered by the trio of John Davidson's. Woo! Spinning on the stages, on the respective stages. Oh, boy! Oh, no, 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 the stage is going around too fast. Oh, no, they're flying into the booth. Flashwork.
Dwayne Kaiser, Tiki Time Luau 2004, John Davidson, Triple Threat. It is a production of Dwayne the Tub, I'm Dwowning Productions.
Triple Scoop!
In association with Chuck Archer Unlimited. Everything's beautiful.
Canyon of billboards and telephone poles, and with every line in the road, my anxiety grows. For soon I'll be in a new town to sing my songs and look around, and if you're not there, I'll keep moving till I track you down. I'm a minstrel man and my price is cheap. I'll sing for a meal and a place to sleep. And someday beyond the spotlight glare, I'll see you standing there. Day I awoke to the withering cry of a train. The note that you wrote said goodbye but failed to explain. Now I'm bound with uncertainty, and these chains of wonder are hurting me. So I'll keep up the pace till your face once again I will see. I'm a minstrel man and my price is cheap. I'll sing for a meal and a place to sleep. And someday beyond the spotlight glare, I'll see you standing there. I'm a minstrel man and my price is cheap.
Premium Minstrel Clam. Sing it for me.
I'm a minstrel clam and my life is...
Sing.
I'm a minstrel clam.
Oh, it's not working. Sing into that.
Sing my screech something something. Huh?
Oh.
Sing for a meal.
I'm a minstrel man and my life is free. I sing for a meal and I fling my screech. Ah, yeah.
Can you sing in that same melody something about vinyl cobwebs?
Vinyl cobwebs is a festivus for all, one and all.
No, do it again. You messed up. I'm going to use this over again and over again.
Vinyl cobwebs is a festivus for all of the rest of us.
Not bad, Premium. Not bad at all, I might say. And I'm taking over this show now.
Did I tell you I was the king of buttery voices?
Yes, you are. Sing By the Time I Get to Phoenix. That's great. Here. Do it.
By the time I...
Oh, wait a minute. I have to start over.
You're doing it in the minstrel.
By the time I get to Phoenix... She'll be waiting. She will fill my ashtray full of her cigarette butts.
Okay, now Wichita lineman. Come on, do it.
I am a lineman for the county, hanging from the dangling line.
Do it in vinyl cobwebs, ease. Say it about vinyl cobwebs.
Huh?
Do a vinyl cobwebs thing, but do it in that same melody as Wichita lineman.
I am the star of vinyl cobwebs, hanging from the cobwebs line. My voice is broadcasting all over the internet. They love me when they hear me. They're glad when Donovan's gone. When Premium Deluxe is doing a solo solo, they think I'm the fly guy. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Not bad, not, ow, not bad. Okay, Premium, I've sort of taken over the show with the John Davidson commercials.
But
and
I want to sing another buttery song.
Okay, well, it's your turn.
I want to sing another buttery song.
Okay, all right, coming up, we have an Elvis tribute, and we have some Star Wars-y for you, and a bunch of other fun things, but now Premium Deluxe. Ah! You're frightening me.
Watch me wallabies by Mike.
I think...
Watch me wallabies by...
Okay. I think you should announce the next record in Minstrel Man melody. You have to sing the record announcing it in Minstrel Man melody. Come on.
Okay, here we go.
You know, ScaryGuyVideo.com carries all the strangest videos and DVDs you can get on the internet. Strange, titillating, and quite enticing movies of your choice. Check it out, ScaryGuyVideo.com. That's ScaryGuy spelled with a K.
I'm going to play Sunset Beach. It's by my favorite surf band called the Sentinels. It's on the Delphi record from 1963. Here goes.
Premium, put your tongue on this 9 volt. Go ahead.
We'll be right back.
vinyl cobwebs, and... he's going places, he sure is.
Okay, Premium, what a great show this is turning out to be. 202 is a classic before it's even done.
Oh, what a great record. Donovan the Sentinel's out of San Luis Obispo, California. Now you can talk.
That was a great way to bring the show down to a mellow level there, don't you think? It was getting a little bit out of control with the screaming and singing and the...
There's nothing like the jangling surf guitars of an obscure teenage band in Southern California, Donovan. 1963.
Speaking of 1963, Elvis recorded... what did he record in 1963? Name something.
You're the devil in the
sky. Okay, we're not going to play that on this show. That's what we're not going to play. We're going to play something from the double...
Hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on...
No, it's Old McDonald. Old McDonald.
She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, or else I'll find myself another cat.
I used to play this out of my ice cream truck in 1993, yeah.
Bossa nova, boom.
No. Old McDonald.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember you recorded, he talks about a hamburger medium rare in this song.
I remember I recorded a tape loop of three Elvis songs, and this was one of them.
Yeah, Elvis died August 16th, 1977. This is the 27th year anniversary.
And Donovan got fired the first day of his playing his Elvis songs on his ice cream truck.
Did not.
That does not sell ice cream. People want to hear Google music, not Elvis singing, Old MacDonald had a fun.
It was your idea, and I didn't get fired the first day. It was a week later.
Oh.
Ow.
Final cobwebs.
Yeah. Well, you have me totally... I don't know what I'm doing now.
I'm sabotaging Vinyl Cobwebs.
You know, I had a whole intro ready for this. Now I can't do it. We're going to listen to some King now, Elvis Presley.
Watch me while the bass fight. Mike, watch me while the bass fight. Okay, here we go.
What?
It's Female Trouble. It's Old MacDonald.
You know, I'm never going to remember now what it was I was going to do.
He had a hog.
Oh, before you start that, I'm going to... Well, you do your best Elvis impersonation, and I'll do my best Elvis. Because that's how we met, dueling Elvises.
We battled it out.
I'm always fat, donut-eating Elvis, and he's always young Elvis right out of Hume's High.
Yes,
okay,
remember,
go ahead.
Oh, I'm the real king. That other one's an imposter, Elvis. He is.
Oh, someone get the axe. I'll get the saw. Saw off the legs of my mother-in-law.
That was a good one, fake Elvis. He's an imposter.
Oh,
I'll say
it's not ready.
An imposter, a devil in disguise.
I can't do it no more.
That was a good one, fake Elvis, but okay. I'm the real Elvis. I'm the king.
You just get out of here.
I'm the king.
There's not enough. Stop it. Just play Old MacDonald. Hamburger medium rare. Hamburger. Hamburger medium rare. It's Old MacDonald. Brother.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some chicks, E-I-E-I-O. With a cluck cluck here, a cluck cluck there, loud as they could be. And when those chicks got out of line, chicken fricassee. With a cluck cluck here and a cluck cluck there, loud as they could be. And when those chicks got out of line, chicken fricassee. Well, old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some cows, E-I-E-I-O. With a moo-moo here, a moo-moo there, cattle everywhere. And when those cows got out of line, hamburger medium rare. With a moo-moo here, a moo-moo there, cattle everywhere. And when those cows got out of line, hamburger medium rare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some pigs, E-I-E-I-O. With an oink-oink here and a oink-oink there, pigs everywhere in sight. And when those pigs got out of line, pork and beans at night. With an oink-oink here and a oink-oink there, pigs everywhere in sight. And when those pigs got out of line, pork and beans at night. I'm gonna have a farm someday, E-I-E-I-O. And I'll do things MacDonald's way, E-I-E-I-O. With a cluck cluck here, a cluck cluck there, a moo moo here, a moo moo there, and a whack knock here, and a whack knock there. And I can promise you, those animals ever get out of line, we'll have a mulligan stew. So how about you?
Oh dear, you know, most Elvis tributes run the gamut from, you know, That's All Right, Mama, all the way up to My Way. But no, we figured we'd sum everything up with Old MacDonald Had a Farm. pork and beans at night, and hamburger medium rare, and chicken fricassee.
Chicken fricassee, my mic ain't working. Oh, isn't that awful?
Oh, it's working now. Okay, from Elvis Presley, who died in 1977. Ah, I have to shoot. That'll teach you, Premium Deluxe. You know, we're going to go from 1977, The King's Death, to Star Wars. I got this obscure record album. It's got it from a thrift store for 99 cents. It's called Living in the Star Wars. It's one of those budget recordings where a band got together and decided to capitalize on the Star Wars mania that was going on that year. You remember seeing Star Wars?
That was the year he died, Donald, but I remember very well. And I remember Star Wars was in the theaters the very year he died.
And this is like the Spinal Tap of Star Wars. It's the worst band you've ever heard playing the worst songs written ever. It makes the Kids of Whitney High seem pleasurable to listen to. We're going to listen to The Ballad of Obi-Wan. We're going to play a little of this every week on Vinyl Cobwebs until you have the whole album, so get your tape recorders ready.
Oh, play it, Donovan.
Well, just hold your horses.
Put it on the turntable.
This is very good. It's The Ballad of Obi-Wan. And this is serious. Each song on this record, it's on the Bonwit Records label.
I'm going to have a serious heart attack if you don't play the record.
I'm going to play it. And like I said, each song tells the story of Star Wars, and it's all done in seriousness. And so sit down and have a good laugh at this one, listeners. Here we go, A Ballad of Obi-Wan.
Long before the wars, there was a man who walked among the stars. He knew the incredible power of the Force. He used it, he taught it, and died to preserve it for the good of all free worlds.
Obi-Wan!
much money did these guys make singing Obi-Wan, Obi-Wan?
Pretty good for him. Yeah, kudos. Encore. Pram Deluxe on the microphone, the golden microphone of Vinyl Cobwebs.
Encore. Obi-Wan, Obi-Wan.
You know, we got a lot of emails while that was playing. Let me read one. Dear Vinyl Cobwebs, I'm enjoying listening to your show right here in Salt Lake City. I'm one of your biggest fans. Could you please not play that Obi-Wan anymore? Sincerely, Lawrence Wonderly.
Okay, we won't play it anymore, but after I go, Obi-Wan.
No, no. Wee! Living in these Star Wars, a very vocal record, and if we keep getting requests for that, we'll play some more very vocal selections. You know, I got it for 99 cents, and I just won't part with it.
That's about how much money they made.
Yeah, it's about how much money they made in sales. Premium's putting a disc on right now as we speak.
I'm putting a beach party commercial record on. Radio Spots.
I think
1963 Radio Spots. And it came in rice paper. Yeah. A rice paper wrapper. A rice paper wrapper, darling.
Rice paper wrapper. Rice paper wrapper.
Let's put it in the groove.
Put it in the groove.
We'll put it in a random groove.
Okay, I'll
there we go.
Random groove.
Start.
Hi, this is John Isley. In Beach Party, there's 10,000 kids on 5,000 blankets.
Kids.
Laughing, loving, and living it up.
See living Beach it Party, up.
Just for fun.
Whee! Just for fun. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, that's lame.
We can select another one.
Okay, let's try another one. Here we go. Where is it?
Come on.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, it's not in the groove.
Put it in the groove.
Here we go.
All right, where is it? I don't hear anything.
Oh, here
it is. Hi there, this is Annette.
Hi, Annette.
Come on a beach party where an irresistible surge of that urge gets the chance to romantically
move.
That's
nasty.
See Beach Party just for fun.
No, I don't want to see it tonight. Beach Party tonight. One more.
One more.
Can you pleasure us with one more?
Let's turn it over. Let's turn it over.
That's too long. What the hell?
Put it in the groove.
Okay.
Here it goes.
Beach party tonight. Hi, this is John Ashley. A chaperone on a beach party is like a hoedad in the pipe.
He's going to
get shook up. See Beach Party.
I want
to
see Beach
fun.
Party. Nah, it's not fun. Wee. Oh,
okay.
Premium. Oh, Premium. Oh, Premium. Where art thou, Premium?
I'm supposed to segue slickly into another record plays.
You just don't segue very well.
Oh, you're going to...
Email us, put it back
into the rice paper wrapper.
Email us in these rice paper walled dungeons. I can't get out of the rice paper. At vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com.
Sabotager.
Go to your local theater now to see the local premiere of Premium Deluxe's latest film. It's called Woo! By Premium Deluxe. See Premium on the screen going Woo! In different places like Rome. He does it in Italy. Woo! He does it in Paris, France. Make sure you get the original motion picture soundtrack to Ooh. You'll hear Premium Ooh in 89 different ways. Here's three selections for a sample. Go.
Woo!
Rated X for mature adults only. What?
You don't know when to stop, do you?
I don't. Put it on.
Put it on!
Put it on. I'm just happy our mics are working.
Okay. It's David Hammer. He's found Carol.
I like David Hasselhoff.
Oh. Woohoo. And whee!
Met a pretty little girl yesterday. Such a pretty little girl yesterday. Now I wanna face the whole world and say I've found Carol. She's the one that the writer sings about. She's the girl that I can't live without. Everywhere that I go I wanna shout I've found Carol. Carol is
That's okay. You don't have to write it down yet. Praying to Lux. That's it for Vinyl Cobwebs 202.
He found Carol, eventually. And we found Vinyl Cobwebs. You did. And you're back. I'm glad everyone's back. We'll see you on the next episode.
You're impossible.
Dink, 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 dink,
dink. No, you're dink, impossible. Dink, dink. You just don't listen.
You sabotage.
You told me I sabotaged. No, I didn't. You did.
You sabotage.
You sabotaged by coming over here. You look, big spider.
I'm a big old spider man.
Wow, what a soundbite for soundbite. Yeah, soundbites. See you next week, Premium. Or next time. We're doing it bi-weekly now, so see you in 2 weeks on Vinyl Cobwebs.
Bye-bye, everybody. I hope you enjoyed our scatological edition of Vinyl Cobwebs.
Say goodbye, Premium.
Ah! I have to shoot you!
Oh!